In last Sunday's sermon, Reverend Lydia asked us to reconsider the sources of UU wisdom. Update them, perhaps. Among the sources that she suggested we acknowledge and embrace is the wisdom of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and queer people. As I considered what had been gleaned from the painful and beautiful experience of those of us who identify this way, it came to me that the struggle against shame is at its core. Judgment and pride were once again in dynamic tension just last month. We were reeling from implications of a Supreme Court decision about wedding cakes, but not really about wedding cakes. And we gathered to celebrate gay pride once again. These days, pride rallies can feel like a party, a carnival, a lighthearted, sometimes whimsical, sometimes outrageous celebration of love and diversity. We wrap ourselves in rainbow flags and cheer the drag queens and applaud the families, clap for the politicians who have come to show their support, and everyone has a good time. The truth is that the path to pride always was and still remains a difficult one, full of daunting obstacles, both external and internal. It is not a destination we have reached, but a road that we travel season after season, year after year. And that road runs right through the Valley of Shame. This week, I had the great pleasure and privilege to watch Hannah Gadsby, an incomparable Australian comedian and artist, perform an amazing piece of work. I highly recommend that you go home right after church today and queue up the special Nanette on Netflix. You will be so glad you did. If I had time, I would just show it to you right now. But we probably don't want to sit here for 2 hours this morning. In her groundbreaking show, she muses, "The pressure on my people to express our identity and pride through the metaphor of a party is very intense. There is enormous pressure to put a party mask over the pain, to sweep the lingering shame and trauma under the rug, or dare I say, into the closet. The painful truth is that pride doesn't undo the toxic effects of a childhood or a lifetime saturated with shame. Self-hatred is a seed that is always planted from the outside." Hannah Gadsby says, 70% of the people who raised me, who loved me, who I trusted, believed that homosexuality was a sin, that homosexuals were heinous, subhuman pedophiles. By the time I identified as gay, it was too late. I was already homophobic. And you do not just get to flick a switch on that. No, you internalize that homophobia and you learn to hate yourself. Hate yourself to the core. I sat soaking in shame in the closet for 10 years. Because the closet can only stop you from being seen. It is not shame-proof. When you soak a child in shame, they cannot develop the neurological pathways that carry thoughts of self-worth. The only thing I knew how to do was to be invisible and hate myself. It took me another 10 years to understand I was allowed to take up space in the world. But by then, I'd sealed it off with jokes like it was no big deal. As so many before her, she learned to deal with this by making jokes at her own expense. While self-deprecating humor runs right through queer culture and is sometimes even seen as a badge of honor, it can be destructive. In a particularly powerful moment in this special, she says, "Self-deprecation, when it comes from somebody who already exists in the margin, is not humility, it's humiliation. I put myself down in order to speak, in order to seek permission to speak, and I won't do it anymore." So many lovely people did not survive this struggle to live, to accept themselves, to carve out a place in this cruel world. But those who did have much to teach us about reaching deep down into yourself, even when you are awash in shame and self-judgment, to find the beautiful spark of your humanity and celebrate it in whatever way you can. The courage to come out and tell your story in the face of all that, knowing how terribly dangerous it was, but also knowing, as Hannah Gadsby said, that your resilience is your humanity. And stories hold our cure. Laughter is just the honey that sweetens the bitter medicine.